This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This DPHRO and Rothenberg.
When I was in high school, some of the classes that I had to take, I used none of it. Like Latin. How about shop class? Like, it'd be nice to know how to change my own oil.
Yeah, I can't do
stuff
that.
Like that.
Change a brake pad? I can't do that.
Spark plug, something, anything.
Yeah, no, I can't do anything.
Is there man camp we can go to or something?
We should set that up.
Car, toilet,
right?
Fridge.
Smoke meat.
Yes.
Man camp. We teach men how to be men.
This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
Darren, Port Washington.
The best thing to do, YouTube got everything these days. They show you how to do everything.
Can we pencil you in as maybe a guest speaker at Man Camp?
Yes, you can.
On 98.7 ESPN.
He's a man. Such a man.
All right, DPHRO and Rothenberg, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests on the show appear via the Goodyear Hotline. You know how I know we're onto something right now, Rick?
No, tell me how.
I got a text from my wife. The man camp idea is brilliant.
Well, of course it's brilliant. I mean, that's
it's brilliant.
What she wants. I mean, she'd like to be married to a man.
Right, and she's not. She's married to a child. She's married to someone that's incapable of doing really almost anything.
Yeah, I mean, you know, she'd like some of the stuff taken off her plate, maybe. Occasionally.
But you know what? You say that. We have a carpet cleaner coming on Friday. Why? I found them. I called them.
No, yeah, but again, it's you not doing anything. I mean, you.
What do you mean not doing anything? I spoke to them 15 minutes on the phone, went over what our issue is. Urine stains from the dogs on the carpet. Can you come clean that and get that out? Sure. So I set that up.
I'm great with vendors.
Yeah. Set it right up.
The point of Man Camp is, but here's the point of Man Camp, though, is now all of a sudden you go to Man Camp. Now maybe instead of calling a vendor and paying money to do it, you go to Home Depot, pick it up, bring it home, and you clean the rug yourself.
Maybe so.
Steam clean that thing up nice.
Here's the guarantee we make at Man Camp. We will at least transform you a little bit. You might not be the man you want to be, but you will be closer to a man after you leave Man Camp than when you started Man Camp.
Exactly right. And
yeah.
Maybe you come with a couple things that you'd like to achieve at Man Camp. Like we set
That's
some
right.
goals.
Yes, exactly. Well, I think we'll hand out a questionnaire as Man Camp starts.
I don't even think before it starts. I think as you sign up online, like you tell us the things that you're hoping to achieve at Man Camp.
I think we should get this done. I really do.
Then you make some lifelong friends at Man Camp.
Well, people
coming
that you
of age together.
Yes, that you can now share your experiences with. Bezenhout. Steve, what'd you do today? Oh, what did I do today? Let's just say to the penny, checkbook is balanced. That's what I did today, pal. Yeah.
Yeah. See this? Mm-hmm. I carved it out of wood myself.
See, that's impractical. Nobody needs carved out things from wood.
No, maybe you decide you want to do something like that. Maybe that's one of your goals at Man Camp.
No,
I want to learn. I want to learn to whittle.
No. We're not whittling at Man Camp. No.
Why can't we whittle at Man Camp?
Because no one ever says, "Boy, I wish I whittled better."
Well, how do you know? Maybe there's some people that want to learn how to whittle.
Because I know nobody has the. Because being a man is not whittling.
I don't know. Maybe one day you're like, yeah, I could use something for my man camp.
How about you show up at Man Camp right off the bat? Can you change a tire? No, we teach you that. How about Man Camp right off the bat? Can you change your oil? No, we teach you that. Not can you take this block of wood and turn it into something beautiful? No, nobody cares about that.
What if we give you two? What if part of when you sign up, you get a beautiful tool belt?
Oh.
Man Camp tool belt.
I like that.
It drives my wife drives her crazy.
I don't even have a tool belt.
Of course you don't.
No. In fact, I don't have tools.
No, you don't have tools.
No, but Sherry has a big box of tools.
Yeah, that vibrate.
Shut up. Jerk. Why do you think she stays with me?
You walked right into that one.
Why do you think? Yeah, but I set you up for it. But why do you think she stays with me? You think it's for my gorgeous good looks?
Because you have a big, thick...
All right.
Wallet.
Yeah, big thick wallet. All right. Yankees. Stop it. Turn it off. Yankees win last night. Desperate for the victory. Sweep Texas. 9 games left. 3 Boston starting tomorrow. 3 Toronto Tuesday to Thursday. 3 Tampa Friday to Sunday. We broke it down earlier. I said 6-3. 6-3 could get you in. 6-3 could get you into a play-in for the wild card. I don't think that 6-3 necessarily gets you one of the two wild card spots, though.
All right, so let's do it. I mean, right now, I mean, you're tied with, we'll just say Toronto for the time being.
So Toronto plays later today, and they are at Minnesota, and it's Mats against Pineda. That's your matchup there.
They have four against Minnesota, correct, before the Yankee series. Yankees have day off today, three against Boston. So right now, as we sit today, the Red Sox are 88-65.
Okay.
The Yankees are 86-67.
So two games in the loss column behind Boston, which is a lot with nine to go.
Correct. Now, Toronto's game today will put them even as far as games played with the Yankees.
Right, and then they both have nine after today, correct.
And they're currently tied with 67 losses. So let's just say that Steven Matz wins today. So going into that Boston series, they'll be dead even. 86-67.
Yes.
So, now with nine games left, how many wins do you think the Yankees need to get to wrap up that second wild
card? See, what worries me is Boston has what? They have Washington and Baltimore?
Washington and Baltimore, correct.
And then Toronto has Minnesota and Baltimore?
And Baltimore. They finish off with Baltimore, yep.
And the Yankees have the three teams in the division that scare you to death. Tampa, exactly. Toronto, and Boston.
Yeah, the two teams that you're chasing and the one that's the best.
Right, both on the road and then at home for Tampa. I don't five
well,
and four.
Easy. No, so it's easy. So I mean, we'll just do Toronto.
I mean, to get in for me to sit here and tell you they get in 7-2.
Okay, so just do Toronto first though. So Toronto, I mean, let's say they got four against Minnesota.
So how about if I give them 3 of 4 against Minnesota?
Okay, so that puts them at 88 wins.
All right.
How many against the Yankees? We'll say the Yankees win 2 of 3.
All right, Yankees win 2 of 3.
So that's 89 wins.
And then they sweep.
Okay, so that's
92.
92 wins.
Yep.
The Yankees
give me
right
Boston.
Now of 86. So I mean, it feels like 7-2 will get them in.
7-2 gets you in. 6-3 gets you to 92. You're now playing Toronto in a one game. To then play Boston in a one game. To then get Tampa. right?
Yes.
I mean, that's daunting. So give me Boston has 65 losses.
65 losses. Yep.
All right. So let's just say because the Yankees are going to need to succeed. Yankees win 2 out of 3 against Boston.
Okay, so that puts them at 89-67.
All right. Oh, they're going to get over 92. And then they have what?
Then they have Washington and Baltimore and Washington.
For 3-3?
Yep.
So let's say they go 5-1?
Yeah, I mean, they're red hot right now. So especially in those beautiful yellow jerseys.
Oh, those things are, I mean, they are grotesque.
All they do is win in them.
Well, that's fine, but they're not attractive. The Red Sox jerseys are so great. Why would they use those?
Because it's an homage. I told you, the Boston Marathon got the 617.
It's an homage to the highlighter, but it's an homage to.
617. Listen, stop yourself. Would you please? They're trying to sell more jerseys.
Of course, exactly. And that's why I have an issue. And they're terrible looking. That's not the point. The point is, they're at 87 now?
The Red Sox?
Yeah.
No, they're at 80. What did I say? They were 88-65?
Oh, so yeah. I mean, if they win 5 games, they get to 93. If you go 7, you're not catching Boston.
Not with 6 again.
Unless you sweep Boston, you're not catching Boston.
Well, no. I mean, you got the final 6 against the Orioles and the Nationals.
Yes. So if they go 5-1 there, they win 1 game against you, they have 6, now they're 94. So you're not catching them.
I don't like the chances. No, that's why I said Toronto.
Right. So Toronto's a team you can catch, but Toronto also has, I mean, Minnesota is not good. And Boston is and Baltimore is dreadful.
Yeah.
And yeah, you've done
back
this to yourself.
And if you don't
make
the playoffs, listen. And if you don't make the playoffs, you look back and say we didn't take care of our business in the AL East, and more importantly, is we didn't beat up on the Orioles.
On the Orioles.
Yeah, that's what you'll say.
That's right. That'll be the one big thing. And we blew so many games, like games that you will remember. The Angels game at 2 a.m, right? Just game after game that
the
Yankees
game.
Blew. Yeah, that they shouldn't have.
Yeah, the Chrisky Wild pitch game.
Oh,
you name
God.
It.
So many of those just blown games. So, no, you're right.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
Make others better at Man Camp.
Well, let's focus on making you better. How about that?
I like myself, though. I'm a pretty good version of me right now.
You really like yourself a lot. Maybe too much. Some would
say
too
mean?
Much.
I think I'm a good
person. I smashed the treadmill through the blind, through the window.
I think I'm a good person.
No, I don't disagree with that. I think you're a good
person. I'm not perfect, as you can hear, and I'm always honest with you guys, but I'm a good person. If you needed help with something, I would help you.
Except on Sundays. Yeah, we know.
Right, but that's right.
You laid it out.
But you know.
No, I know. And that's, listen, transparency. That's all I ask for. Just be honest with me. What people need to understand, though, too, is during the breaks, what Dave likes to do is quiz RJ and Santi on where certain people went to
college. Well, because they brought up the new Kurt Warner movie.
Just to show off the fact that he knows every single player's...
And tell me you're not impressed.
No, I am. But it's almost at this point. It's just maybe too much.
They brought up the new Kurt Warner movie, and then we've gotten to Kurt Warner, and I said, where did he go to college? And Raymond got it right, Northern Iowa. And then I said he replaced Trent Green, who injured his knee. Where'd he go to school? And they didn't know that one. So I filled them in. But now they know.
Now they know.
Now they know.
And knowing is half the battle.
That's right. And that is part of Man Camp. Will in the car. Will, you're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, boys. How's it going?
What's going on, buddy?
Yankees fan. I'm all right. They just dig such a big hole for themselves, like you said, Dave. I just don't see them doing this. Even if they go 6-3, maybe. Who knows? It's been, despite all the nonsense they went through the season, they have a chance to still win 90 plus games, and I'm happy with that.
No, you're not.
Number two.
No, you're lying. You're lying to yourself. You are lying.
No, I'm not.
Bill, you are lying to yourself, Will.
I am not.
You are a big liar, Will. You are. Come on, stop it.
I'm not taking that from you.
Oh, you're a big. You know what? You are. You are. I just said I don't live a lie, Will. You're living a lie. You are. I will, and I live a lie. If the Yankees win 92 games, Will, it's and don't make the playoffs. It's a failed season.
No. Not. I don't see it that way. I'm not that type of guy when it comes to the teams that I root for. Okay? I'm as maniacal a fan as you are. All right? But I don't see it that way, number one. Number two, my wife wants to be a counselor at Man Camp. And number three, number one man phrase, a man's got to know his limitations. The outlaw Josie Wales. Use that for your phrase at Band Camp. Calling me a liar.
What are you yelling at me for?
I better not see you in the street, David.
Why are you yelling
at me? I better not see you in the street, David. I better not see you in the street. I will walk up to you and punch you in the mush. Calling me a liar on national radio. You,
Will. Will! What's he screaming about? He's a liar. Stop it. Come on.
I better not see you on the street, David.
Take a side there. I mean, God forbid you leave me out to dry. Take a side.
I'm on Will's side.
No, you're not.
That's a real fan.
No, that's not.
This is the guy that's rooting against his team against the Red Sox.
If the Yankees win 92 games and miss out on the postseason, he will sit back and reflect and say, you know what? This was a really good year.
No, he'll be miserable.
No, that is a horrendous take by him. You'd rather win 83 games and get in than win 93 games and miss out. Stop it.
You'd rather be the New York Liberty right now. Who have the worst record in the history of the WNBA to qualify for the playoffs.
Who cares? I better not see you in the street.
Oh, that's such a good drop right there.
Right, so he's going to attack me in the street?
I would.
Great.
Call him a liar like that?
He's a liar.
And his wife, don't bury the lead, too. His wife wants to be a counselor at the
Yeah, that's what we want. We want this guy's wife, who's obviously unstable, to be a counselor at band camp.
I will walk up to you and punch you in the mush.
Right in the mush. Maybe he teaches you how to fight at man camp.
Are we going to have violence at man camp, though?
Of course.
You know what? Maybe we'll get one of the Gracie brothers to
like
kind of teach
club.
some jiu-jitsu kind of stuff.
We'll have a fight club at man camp.
No. We're not promoting fighting.
Can't we
we're
have
promoting
a fight
self-defense.
Camp?
No.
You know how many callers would like to fight Santiago right now?
But we're not. Well, Santiago, I don't think he needs man camp. He fixed
one toilet.
So? I better not see you in the street.
He needs manners camp is what he needs. Very nasty.
I'm probably well past saving at that point.
No. See, you will send anybody down the river. I defend Santiago. He's part of our team. He's a great guy. And he's having a tough couple of days. You don't move on from him. You help him.
No, we're trying to help him. I don't know how it gets any better with him. That's what I'm scared about. I don't know how this gets better.
I think if the Cowboys have a good season, he starts to come out of it a little bit.
Yeah, but you'd think, they go toe-to-toe with Tampa. Then they, ravaged with injuries, they go into L.A. and beat the Chargers. Micah Parsons on the edge looks like, he sticks at DN. All good things. defense is better than he thought. You'd think no hockey, no basketball yet. This should be the height of Ray Santiago being in a good mood.
Yeah, why are you in a bad mood every day when your Cowboys had a good of a start as you could possibly hope for to the season?
I don't think I've been in a bad mood.
You threatened to punch Cousin Lonnie.
Yeah, I think I've just been quick to anger lately, but that doesn't necessarily mean I'm in a bad mood.
Wait, quick to anger would almost define being in a bad way, no?
Not necessarily. Would you say I'm in a bad mood right now?
No, I don't think today you're in a bad mood. I think you've snapped out of it today.
I think you need to go home and watch a little Adam Sandler, Jack Nicholson.
Anger management?
Yeah.
It's a good movie.
Do a couple of Bruce Fabas.
Yeah, I feel pretty. Oh, so pretty.
Let's go to Frank. Frank in the Bronx. Good morning, Frank. You're next up.
Hey, how you doing? Dave, you're out of your mind, just for the record.
How?
I think if you roll back that tape with Will, you're going to realize that you started the yelling and he took it to a different level, but you both were insane.
I better not see you in the street!
I yelled at him because his take was so horrendous, but then he's yelling like, and my wife will be a counselor at man camp. Like, he's yelling about things that had no right to be
yelling about. I'll walk up to you and punch you in the mush!
Well, let me just say that I enjoy you guys. It's awesome. It's the best radio show I've listened to. But I have to tell you, as a Yankee fan, I'm realistic. If they're not going to win the playoff, if they're not going to win the World Series, why do I need them to make the last wild card and win? I
kind of
agree with Will at this point.
No, come on, Frank. You never know.
The last 3 years. The last 3 years we've seen this play. No consistent pitching, poor fielding, terrible base running, no situational hitting, and we're out. So I don't care how close we got in the last 3 years. We can't win with the formula that's on the field. And that's just a realistic Yankee fan telling you, like, keep it. I don't need it. We do the team. I'm at that point. Oh, I think a lot of Yankee fans are at that point.
Frank, you never know, though, Frank, right? Like, you never know. Get yourself in the tournament. You never know what's going to happen. I mean, you're
hoping
they will
address
some of those.
When it's...
No, I get it, but here's the thing, though. Frank, how did you feel? It wasn't long ago, right? I mean, how did you feel when this team won 13 straight? Because every Yankees fan I talked to thought that this... How did you feel when they won 13 in a row?
I felt fantastic, but I'll tell you this much. I knew that they were not going to continue that. So I didn't know how bad it was going to get.
Yeah, of course they were going to go undefeated the rest of the season.
Yeah, right. I get that. But, you know...
Yeah, but this is the same team, though. Frank, here's the thing, though. Frank, this is why you can't quit on this team. It's because you've seen this all season long, and they've lost to some bad teams, and they've beaten some good teams. But they're streaky. And maybe this is a year where, I mean, they've disappointed up to this point, but they hit their stride at the right time. I mean, this is a team that went 35-11. That's not a
There's
small
no way
sample
that you
size.
Could be a legitimate Yankees fan and say, I know we won't win, so I don't want to get in. That is just not something I can accept. It's just not. Because as a Mets fan, I would do anything for my team to have a chance, and they don't, and the Yankees are right there. They're right there. They're
I don't
a
think
good
you're in any
nine-game stretch from getting in.
Fandom. I don't think you're in any position to be judging people's fandom after the last couple days.
Listen, I can do almost nothing. We've defined that. We need a man camp just to make me into a semblance of a man. I can define fandom better than anyone out there. Better than
the Red
anybody
Sox.
Out there. And
disgrace.
Do not question my fandom or
it's
anybody
disgrace.
Around me, the fandom. No. You please, you're a Johnny come lately. You acquired your teams in your 20s, so don't you question me.
Here's the thing, though, too. If you're,
I had a pacifier in my mouth. I'm rooting for the Giants.
You're an idiot. Here's the thing: as a Yankees fan, though, why I can't agree with that take either is if they do. I mean, just think about this. We talked about it. 9 games left. You feel like they got to go 7-2 to get into the wild card.
Yes.
So they just swept the Rangers, right? So now all of a sudden you go 7-2 plus those three. I mean, now you're talking about a 10-2 run into the playoffs. At that point, how do you not like their chances to potentially make a run?
Just get in. Again, I don't think they go on a run. I think he's right, but I could never root for them
how
not
do you
to
know?
Have that opportunity.
Well, but you don't know.
Of course I don't know. I don't know anything.
Like, the bullpen looks like it's short up.
Yep. Now you got Severino King there.
Dave,
Chapman looks better. Absolutely.
I'm telling you right now, you find a way against the Red Sox, the Jays, and the Rays to go 7-2 and get yourself into the postseason, Yankees fans will be singing a whole different tune.
Yep.
Whole different tune.
They sure will.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
So I have the Bill Barnwell article. You've probably looked at it, right? Because it was sent to you. Stop it. Don't lie to me.
No, whenever you mention Bill Barnwell, I Google a picture of Bill and I just stare at it.
You think he'd want to go to man camp?
He'd probably speak at man camp.
You think?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
What do you think that Bill Barnwell would speak on at man camp?
He could speak on, the NFL.
Analytics. But do we really need NFL conversation at man camp?
Like, hair care?
Do we need to teach NFL? Berries and juices. Do we need to teach NFL?
No, I don't think teach, but no. I think that'd be a nice little, reprieve from learning stuff. We just get to,
another thing we can teach at man camp? How to dress nicely.
How to dress nicely?
Yeah. Fashion coordinator?
Dave, the amount of things, we'd have to extend it to 2 weeks. Billy B coming in, talking maybe he starts breaking some stuff down. So when you hear people on TV talking about, too high safeties, all these different things, maybe he breaks that down a little bit. So now you know when you watch it.
That's valid, but I think I could do that with the football.
Yeah, but I don't think at the same level.
Oh, I could do it at a high level. So remember the guy that called before that wanted to punch me in the face?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, his wife was
on the phone. I better not see you in the street. I will walk up to you and punch you in the mush.
Now, do we take this call or do we make our way on hold? What do we do with Tracy?
No, we take the call immediately.
Really? Now, do you worry that she's going to be belligerent or do you think she'll be kind?
No, no, no.
No?
No, her husband's a real man.
Well, she's married to a guy that threatened to punch me in the face.
It's a real man.
I will walk up to you and punch you in the mush.
Not nice. Let's see what she's about. Tracy in Rockland. Good morning, Trace.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I was great before your husband threatened to punch me in the face.
Well, in the mush, yes.
Well, that's the face, right?
Well, now, Dave, with you with the mush, it could be a couple different places.
That's true.
Exactly. So I just wanted to make it clear. I don't want to be a counselor for you guys at your man camp. You're beyond counseling. I want to be an instructor.
What would you instruct?
How not to be a mush.
That's a good class.
How not to be a mush.
That's a good class. Maybe there's some tips too, how to treat your wife.
Every
tips.
Morning.
Oh, we appreciate that. Now, Tracy, tell. Oh, she's gone because Ray. Guess what? Ray hung right up on.
Hung up,
her.
Of course.
Why, Ray? Why?
She said goodbye.
I was not
I don't
done.
Think she did.
I don't even. Know what,
I wanted.
I,
to,
I, don't even
I
know
wanted.
What to say
I
anymore.
Was. I wanted to ask questions about this maniac she's married to.
It sounds like she pretty much is along the same lines as him. She told you straight up that you guys are beyond counseling.
Well, I think that's fair. But that doesn't mean that. No, you know what? Rick has major troubles, too.
Yeah, not
different
to your
kind,
level,
different
though.
Different kind of
I was told by a friend of mine that you reached out to him to attempt to get some golfing done at his swanky club.
Oh, he invited me, yeah.
And then he got it done, and now you've ghosted him.
I've not ghosted him. I just emailed him back. I just got his email.
I don't know.
Well, no, he was supposed. There was a certain
the text
time
I received
frame.
Is he ghosted me.
No, I did not ghost him. There was a certain time frame, and he just got back to me. He's like, "Oh yeah, can you and Doc golf? Doc's not here anymore. He's gone."
All right, but you can still golf.
Me.
Tracy's back. Raymond, don't hang up on Tracy, please. I'll say goodbye, and then you hang up. Hi, Tracy. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Ray? Good. I did not say goodbye. I said we love you guys.
Yeah, I know. Raymond wants to hang up on everybody. I apologize for him. So tell me,
a little passive aggressive. Is that another man camp?
Yeah, had it not been. I am very passive aggressive, by the way. At least that's what I'm told all the time.
Really?
So, yeah, that's what I'm told. So a couple things. Firstly, you're gonna teach. You're gonna instruct how to be a real man at man camp. Correct?
Well, how not to be a mush, yeah.
Yeah, how not to be emotional. Now, let me ask you this. But you're married to a man that threatened violence on me.
No, that was hysterical. I was in the kitchen laughing. He took his acting classes and applied them very well.
So should I be concerned that I walk down the street later today and just a man accosts me from behind and punches me in the face?
Lord, no. He would never sneak you either, honey.
Is he a big guy? Tell me the size of Will.
6'4", 280.
I better not see you in the street.
280?
That's a big boy, Dave.
He's a teddy bear, though.
Yeah,
well,
right.
I'm you know what? If he attacks me, Tracy, I would be very unhappy with you.
Oh, now, you weren't very nice to him, were you?
He's a fraud. He came with a ridiculous point.
Will is well within his right to punch you right in the face.
Tracy, do you believe your husband? Be honest with me. Do you believe him that if the Yankees don't make the playoffs and win 92 games, that he would stand back and be like, you know what? This was a great season. I'm so proud of these guys.
No, but that's not the only answer. I mean, he would never. Are you kidding?
Well, that's what he just told me. So you're calling him a fraud. He just said on these airwaves.
He'd be disappointed.
No, he said he'd be fine with it. Tracy, he said he'd be fine with it.
Well, no, he'd be disappointed because we have nothing to watch in the postseason. Him and my daughter would be mourning.
See?
Baseball.
See, you're giving us the true light.
Tracy, would you cheer him up?
Family.
Tracy, if they lost and make the playoffs, would you cheer him up?
Absolutely.
Oh, look at Tracy.
That's part of the wife responsibility.
Oh, this is right? what I'm talking about. A world-class
now,
wife.
This is a couple.
Yeah, you guys are the gold standard. Tracy, listen, I'm going to say goodbye, but thank you for the call, talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Raymond, now. There you go. See, he's such a jerk. He refused to hang up on her. He refused.
He's passing.
Well,
he's the definition of passing aggressive.
See you in the street.
But see, that's kind of why you try to hang up sooner rather later, because if they hang up on you, you get that sound.
But when I said, all right, Tracy, thanks for the call, bye-bye, then you hang up. But of course, because you're in a way now, you don't hang up on her.
Not the reason. You want to accuse me of being passive aggressive? That's totally not what happened here.
Mm-hmm. Sure. All right. Bill Barnwell.
I can't trust you with the button. At this point, I don't know if we can trust him with the button anymore.
No, he can't.
God forbid he had the nuclear football.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Could you imagine that?
No.
Well, we're
it's
under
just
attack.
Not for Ray.
We're under attack. We'd be like, all right, Ray, press the button. He'd be like, nope, won't press it. Or he'd press it 10 minutes early and we'd go to war for no reason.
No, because we wouldn't be in war and he'd just press the button. And then when we needed him to press the button, he'd be like, no, I'm not pressing it.
Yeah, you would not be a wartime consigliere, I'll tell you that.
I'm going to be Price is Right guy. I'll say -299.
All right. So seven teams are 0-2. Bill Barnwell has broken it down. The team that has the best chance to go to the postseason. Do I need to run through the seven teams for you that are in fact 0-2?
No.
Okay.
I'm well aware.
Okay. Should we do it for the listening public?
You can if you want.
By the way, before we do that, let me tell you that guests on DiPietro and Rothenberg appear via the Goodyear hotline. All right, the seven teams that are currently sitting here at 0-2 are, where is it?
Now I've lost Jets. It. We got
the
Jets.
The Jets, the Giants, obviously.
Obviously.
The Colts.
Yep.
The Jaguars.
Yep.
The Atlanta Falcons. So one of those teams is going to win this week, the Giants or the Falcons.
Get the Vikings.
The Lions and the Vikings.
Yep.
Okay? All right, so do you want to start at seven or do you want to start at one?
Let's start at one.
All right, start at one. The team, according to Bill Barnwell, that has the best chance to go to the playoffs, sitting at 32.3%, so basically a third of a chance to go to the playoffs, is?
I think it would have to be. It's one of those two teams. I'm going to go with, just because of the division, I'm going to go with Indy.
That's correct. The Indianapolis Colts. He goes into a whole bunch of stuff of why and how, but listen, they had a tough couple of games to start the season. Played the Rams this past week, played them competitively. The thing that would give me pause is injury. Because if Carson Wentz is not going to be healthy and not going to be able to play or not play effectively, you can't afford to lose another game. And this week they play, the Titans, I think, correct?
Titans?
Don't they?
Indy versus Titans, maybe.
You have no idea?
I haven't looked.
Yeah, I think so. All right, second on that list is who?
I'll go with the Vikings second.
You're correct again. Right behind Indianapolis, 31.3% chance of making the postseason. Let's be fair. They at a minimum should be 1-1. Probably should be sitting here at 2-0. Should have beaten the Bengals in week one as well. Number three. Now, keep in mind, number two, 31%. Number three, 6%. And that belongs to?
All right, let's think about this. It's not going to be the Jets, obviously. It's not going to be the Jaguars. So I'm going to eliminate those two. So now I got the Falcons, I got the Giants, and I got the Lions.
Yep. Really some upper echelon teams
to choose from. Listen, the Lions are in the same division as the Vikings. Vikings are already two, so I'm going to eliminate them. And then now all of a sudden I got the Falcons who are playing the Giants at MetLife. Game I think the Giants have to win. So I'm going to go ipso facto Giants 3.
Ipso facto Giants 3 is correct. A 6.3% chance to make the postseason. And you wonder, like the K show, they're destroying me. How could Rothenberg say this is an elimination game? They have a, they now have a 6% chance to make the playoffs. Six.
Half of what it usually is at 0-2, right?
Six.
Usually 12%.
Ugh. Yes, dreadful. And you get an extra week this year.
Which may not be a good thing.
It may not. Just going to extend football. All right. Number four.
Well, I just said Atlanta was going to lose, right? So,
yep.
I mean, the Lions?
Yep. Lions are four at 3.3% chance to get in. Number five?
Well, now it's going to have to be Atlanta at five.
Yep, at 1.4% chance to get in. Number six?
Jacksonville or the Jets. I don't know. Just to salt my wound, Jacksonville?
Yep, Jacksonville will be six. And the least likely team to get into the postseason is...
Your New York Jets.
Yep, great. Your fancy New York Jets. And that's brought to you by Bill Barnwell, who will be instructing at Man Camp.
Billy B will be there.
Yep, he absolutely will. All right, here's your shot to qualify for the Week 3 Pigskin Payout. It's your chance to play in the 98.7 Sportsbook and win $250 or up to $1,000 for correctly picking the Jets and Denver Broncos game. Be the first caller right now, 888-987-ESPN. To qualify, we'll be selecting our winners tomorrow, so keep it locked into DiPietro and Rothenberg and the Michael K. Show for your pigskin payout. Now, we have a game tonight, Carolina and Houston. I think it's the second or third biggest spread of the week. Carolina is an eight-point favorite. The second-string quarterback, Tyrod Taylor, is out with a hamstring strain, so they'll go to their third-string quarterback. Would you like to participate in this as your survivor selection?
No.
No. Not even a thought.
Well, no, I think you're going to take it, and I don't want to take the same game as you again.
I'm not.
Oh, really? I mean, you talked the big game yesterday.
I'm not. Well, here's the thing. I'm scared, and I'll tell you why. I get nervous with these Thursday night games. I get terrified of teams on the road on Thursday night. So I expect Carolina to win, but I'm weak, and I cannot take this game.
Yeah, you're mushy.
I'm mushy.
You in the mush.
Right in the mush. I think it's fair to say.
I don't love Thursday night games either.
You're not taking it?
I do not like
Thursday night games. RJ and or Ray, are either of you guys touching this game?
I'll stay away from that one.
All right, it's just not for Ray. And RJ, are you involving yourself in this one?
You know, I can understand it. It's probably my second or third game on my list, but I'm not.
You're not. All right, so nobody involves themselves with this game. Let's go quickly to Sal and Dutchess. You love them, and I want to make you happy today. Sal, good morning. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Good morning, guys. I want to get back to the Jets thing. Like you said, 7-2 sounds like a good thing, but
Yankees,
I don't
you're
think
talking about
make...
Sal. Yankees, right?
They're gonna. I think they have to win all nine because they have the hardest one. I mean, one's got Minnesota and Orioles. The other's got Orioles and the Nationals. I mean, that's so easy. And like I said, if they win at least like you said seven, but I think they have to win all of them in order to be in it.
No,
and I think Carolina is the best bet for the knockout pool this week.
Oh God, now Sal is throwing a monkey wrench into this whole thing. First of all, they thanks for the call, Sal. They don't have to go 9-0.
No, they don't have to go 9-0.
It's unnecessary. 8-1 gets you in. 7-2 puts you in a great standing to get in. See, Sal's telling me to take Carolina. I can't do it. The stress level. And then if I lose, my Friday would be ruined. Be awful.
Yeah, don't do that because, I mean, the potential that your Monday's going to be ruined if all of a sudden Atlanta beats the Giants. I can't have you bad on Friday and bad on Monday.
Well, I don't think I'd be bad. I think that a lot of people would say that the most entertaining version of Rothenberg is
no,
the
see,
Giants
I don't know.
Rothenberg.
I don't know if 0-3 with a loss to the Falcons at home gives me the desired result.
Well, then
that
you're
could
done.
Turn into dead inside Rothenberg in a hurry.
Then you're done. It's over. Because do you realize if the Giants lose this week, what you're staring at right in the face? You're staring
right
at
0-6
in the face.
Oh, yeah.
0-6 in the face.
So square, dead, right in the face.
Right in the mush.
Right in the mush.
Do you think the Giants win in New Orleans?
No.
Do you think they win in Dallas?
Probably not, no.
Do you think they beat the Rams at home?
No.
All right, so is it fair to say if the Giants lose this game, you believe they go 0-6?
Yeah, that way. Oh, I mean, that's how do you not?
Oh my God!
What is it, Dave? Let me ask you: what is it in the locker room? What does a loss to Atlanta at home do to you? Dropping you to 0-3.
Who do you look at and say we can beat if you can't beat Atlanta at home?
Nobody.
I mean, you're going to go 3-14. If you lose this game at home to Atlanta, you're going to get ready for a big, juicy 3-14 this year.
Which would be a complete
mess. Complete meltdown disaster. All right, Mr. Optimism, though. Man, always in a good mood. He's going to give out the three stars right now. That is one Raymond Santiago.
Today's three stars. Number three.
And because it got us on a great road and a great conversation today, star number three is going to just go to fixing the toilet because it got us on a great conversation. And honestly, I think you boys are both capable of doing it. You know, I'm not going to tell you to go and break the pipe on behind your toilet, but I think if something were to happen, you go on YouTube, worst case scenario, and you can talk yourselves through it. I really think I got faith in both of you.
I had a buddy who broke I'm telling you without exaggeration, there is zero chance that I could fix a broken toilet. Zero chance.
All right.
Number two.
Oh, I'm going to give this to the new power couple on DiPietro and Rothenberg. That's Will and Tracy.
I better not see you in the street. I will walk up to you and punch you in the mush.
So I just wanted to make it clear. I don't want to be a counselor for you guys. You're beyond counseling.
I think both of you can be welcome as counselors at Man Camp. I really expect that
to
happen.
Wait, you think Will, who's threatening violence, can be a counselor at Man Camp?
I think we've established...
Intimidation class.
I think we've established my viewpoint as when it comes to violence. I think we've established that.
Number one.
And number one, and I want to clarify this because I heard it numerous times today. It was referred to as Bandcamp. It is not Bandcamp.
This one time, Bandcamp?
It is Man Camp, and we will have Fight Club there if we need it.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club.
Make it happen, boys.
I don't like the way Ray is trying to promote violence on the show.
That's where he's at right now.
He's really run out of a dark place.
He's run out of options.
He really are. Wants to punch everybody in the face. A guy calls, says, I'll punch you in the face. Ray gives that guy a star. I mean, I don't know what is going on with you.
Enjoy. I better not see you in the street.
I don't want to see that man in the street. Really anywhere, to be honest with you. It's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPH or Rothenberg
and Bandcamp
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.